Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It does not get much better in the Canadian Football League than the Riders and the Bombers the day before Labor Day. Sunny Mosaic Stadium. Man, we're looking for an almost a 30-degree day for some hot football action. The two best teams of the CFL by record, the unbeaten Saskatchewan Rough Riders, the 3-1 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We are so happy to have you with us. A little over an hour to kickoff time here on 620 CKRM and the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We're in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalBay.com. Glenn Sooner has been in a number of Labor Day classics. Please, Suits, just start with the memories of games you played or games you've called and just let it wash over us.
Well, you know, first of all, I feel the difference. You can feel the difference when you walk in the stadium. It's just different. I wish you could bottle it and do it every single game, but you can't. It's just the Labor Day Sunday game. It's the classic. It's the Bombers. Lots of Bomber jerseys in the city as well. Talk to a bunch of the fans. But here's how far it goes, because this game and the result of this game is so much more important than just the 2 points in the standings. It just is. And so much so, and I've been in television now for, over 20 years. I woke up today, opened my closet to get... I brought two ties with me because I have two games, this and then Calgary tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I open up and I realize that when I grab the blue tie for tomorrow, because that's green versus red, can't get in trouble there, so I grabbed the silver blue for tomorrow. And then I looked at my other one for today and I realized that I thought it was like a deep purple, but it was actually blue.
Oh, no.
So I pull it out of my closet today and I go, oh, my God, that's blue. I cannot, on Labor Day Sunday in Saskatchewan, be on the air with a blue tie. That will just not fly. I'll be run out of the province. So I went to Moore's just down the street, which was open.
Yes, you and did. Seriously?
I got the most neutral silver-looking tie I could possibly buy. And I walked in, and the store guys were great, and they just said, what can we do? I said, I need a tie that's not blue. Can't be green either,
exactly.
By the way, but it can't be blue. So, I often think about that when I hit the road to do games, that I don't want my tie to be an indication of me cheering for one team or another.
Yeah.
But today, you just can't make that mistake. So
the shirt is white with a blue check and the blue pinstripe suit. Just saying.
Yeah, I messed up.
Every player we talked to said, oh, it's another game. Just another game. Craig Dickinson said nice things about Labor Day. It just feels different. The air is crisper. What's the honest truth from a player's perspective of 3-0 versus 3-1, traditional geographic rivals, played in the West Final? Is there anything different to them of this game?
I think there is. I mean, and I remember back in the day saying that as a player. You say that as a player because you don't want it to become bigger than, you know, and get in your head. You don't want it to get into your head where you're walking on the field saying, this is bigger than the, you know, bigger stage that I'm ready for. So don't psych yourself out. But as a player, you know, that's your patent answer. This is a game. We've got to execute the fundamentals. We've got to, you know, take care of the ball. All those things that you hear, they're going to say the same thing about this game. But it's different, and it's different because, well, I'll give you two analogies. One is most of these players, even the Canadian guys, have played in the rivalry game. For SFU, it was SFU-UBC back in the day when they were playing that Shrum Bowl. There's the rivalries down south, the big
Rams and Huskies here.
Rams Huskies here is a great, that's exactly the example. So there is just a different level of intensity, a playoff type intensity that happens in those rivalry games. That's this weekend. That's what happens this weekend. So it's a little more physical. You have to contain your emotions a little bit better. Make sure you don't let it get out of hand so that you take a bad penalty at the wrong time. But it's definitely there. And then you add to the fact that these are the teams that are fighting for first in the division right now, early in the season, I know, but 3-0 versus 3-1, and you can't ask for a better matchup. You can't ask for more sort of intense stage for these two teams to display what they can do, because this will be their greatest test both ways.
Oh, absolutely so, and especially for the Riders, who have had 500 team in BC, a troubled team in Hamilton, and the Ottawa Redblacks, whose game you very strongly sat through on Friday. That my respect for you went up immensely in that. Give me, if you would, your assessment of the challenge that faces the Riders' offense. This Bombers defense, and I can throw out a bunch of numbers, but just overall, this Bombers defense, I think, will be the toughest challenge the Riders' offense has faced.
Well, it's tough to run on Adam Big Hill, so that's where you start, and I know the run game in Saskatchewan's been talked about, and they want to really kickstart that and maybe get, you know, closer to 100 yards out of William Powell, or in combination with Powell and Fajardo running. So very tough to run on this front seven, and that's going to be a challenge that they're going to have to be sound up front and move people and open some holes. So there's that. I think I've said it every time I've done a Winnipeg game, and I'll say it again. The two rush ends and Jackson Jeffcoat and Willie Jefferson combined are as dominant of two players in the league as you can find on defense. And that will be the challenge, because if they can just start running free and making inside moves, not going upfield wide, because Cody can step up in the pocket and avoid that.
Right.
But if they get so much space and start using their hands the way they can and start throwing tackles around and getting inside moves, now that's the quickest lane to Cody, and that's where the offense is going to struggle, because they're going to get him hit.
Jackson Jeffcoat, number two in the league in quarterback pressures. Willie Jefferson, number four in the league in quarterback pressures. Their rotation end, Jonathan Kongbo,
very good,
is eighth in the league in quarterback pressures, three in the top eight. And when you look at it, Suits, this Riders offense scores the most points of any offense in the
right.
league. So much of their game comes at the line of scrimmage, within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. And then, oh, by the way, the Bombers defense is the top defense on passes at the line of scrimmage, and it passes within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. So this is strength against strength, and I just have no idea which one's going to come out on top, and I love it when I feel that going into a game.
Yeah, it's great. It's because this is it's a great matchup to be able to watch tonight, and maybe the secret weapon for Saskatchewan here will be the mobility of Cody Fajardo and his ability to spin out of trouble. You know, he can make moves back there in the pocket, not just managing it, but actually getting out on the run, avoiding that big sack. You have to be in control and contain. You know, the quick game, I think, is another way to beat a good pass rush, but they've been good at blocking those, getting their hands up in the lanes and things like that. So I'm not sure that's completely the answer. The secret weapon may be Cody and his ability to escape.
It'd be great if William Powell were able to, if they were able to generate something in the running back run game, right, against Ottawa. Powell had 10 carries for 20 yards. I don't know how long you can have success against better teams if you're getting 2 yards a carry from your running back run game. I hate to put it all on the running back, but the running back run game.
Right, or the extended run game, which is swing passes, you know, passes to the flat. A receiver, a Kyron Moore, you know, bubble screen or fly sweep.
Yeah,
to a Kyron Moore. Those are all sort of extended running plays that absolutely can get you that first down production that you talked about. But, you know, I think you can say that every single game. The first down production in the Canadian Football League, when you only have one more to get the first down.
Yeah.
You got first and second there. So if you can get a chunk, you know, 5.5, 6 yards on first down, boy, it opens the playbook.
You have seen everybody in the Canadian Football League by this point. Are these the two best teams? It's early, but are these the two best teams in the CFL right now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't hesitate. And, you know, first of all, their record, you know, shows that. And you are what your record is. We say that when a team is struggling. I mean, your team in Ottawa, you say, hey, you can make an argument for they're good on defense, they're good on special, but they are what their record says they are. And that's the bottom line. So that applies when you're successful as well. And 3-0 against 3-1. that's the best in the league.
I'm pretty excited to be here. I'm not thrilled with the number of blue shirts and jerseys I'm seeing here. I don't know if you have some time, if you can escort some of them out as we go. But super happy you're able to join us. We'll have to figure out how, while you're calling a football game live, you squeeze in a sports cage hit tomorrow. That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow's Derek and Glenn problem.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we're after, so we might be able to do a summation of the Calgary game anyway, because I think we're going to be after the final kickoff. No,
we'll
figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
I'll leave that to you, my friend. You're the quarterback of this group.
Have a great call, my friend. He is Glenn Suter. Joins us every couple times a week on the Sports Cage, Mondays and Thursdays, for fine tailored suits and a valuable member of our pregame show. We're here for Access Communications, Sask Milk, The Wireless Age, your Sastel authorized dealer, McDougal Auctioneers, and Salford Group. Coming up, we'll hear about last times, 2019's, I was about to say last year's, but last season's Labor Day Classic and the amazing finish. We'll hear from Coach Dickinson about a surprise lineup change. Coach Dickinson will tell us about Labor Day. Luke Mullender slides in. We get all the Mitchell Blair we could possibly handle. It is going to be a great pregame show leading up to the Labor Day Classic. 52 minutes from kickoff for Young's Equipment. The cooperators, see Aaron Colavelle and Aaron and Associates Insurance in Regina and Advantage Crop Protection. We're back to Mosaic after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Hey Rider Nation, this is Sean Kleisinger. Did you know Riders kicker Brett Lawther has never missed a field goal against the Bombers? Regular season and playoffs combined against the Blue and Gold, Lawther is a perfect 23 for 23. None better, of course, than Labor Day 2019, the walk-off straight to Pill Country. Did you know it's brought to you by Gowan Canada? The perfect herbicide for your canola this fall is Fortress Microactive, combining the action of both groups 3 and 8. It pays to fall apply.
Brett Lawther, perfect on the season, as well as perfect against the Bombers in his career. 49 minutes to kick off, and what we hope is a tremendous finish, like that 2019 game. Of course, you well remember Lawther's 26-yard field goal and his race to Pill Country in a very impressive Blue Bombers win. We wanted to ask them about that. We hear it from the voices of John Ryan, Craig Dickinson, and the man himself, Brett Lawther, the big win in 2019.
It's a funny story. It was a Thursday before that Labor Day game, and Brett came up to me just before one field goal period or something. He goes, you know, it'd be really cool someday if I hit a game winner down here at the North End and we run to Pill Country in the South End on a walk-off kick. I think he's like, I've always wanted to do that since I started playing here. I think it'd be so cool. I'm like, okay, we're doing it. You know, if it ever happens and we hit a walk-off game winner, we're running to Pill Country and we're just celebrating.
They kicked off and we made a mistake. We started on our own 5-yard line on kick return, which was terrible starting position. But we knew we had to get in field goal range. That's the one thing, is we knew we had to kick a field goal to win. And credit to the offense and that offensive staff and those players. They were able to put plays together. And then we got down to where I felt like we were in range, and we just wanted to make sure there was zeros on the clock when we kicked it.
We're marching the ball down the field, and I just looked at Brett, you know, with however much time left, I just said, Pill Country, buddy. And he's like, yep. And, you know, it hits the kick, and, you know, we just both took off running for Pill Country. And, Brett threw his on replay. I saw it later. Brett throws his helmet in the air when we get close to Pill Country, and it came pretty close to knocking me out. I think I ended up almost catching it, but he was just trying to get up there and find those pills for himself.
Do you have any memories of what happened when you got into the crowd?
If I remember, in my head, I was just gonna do the Lambo leap, right into Pill Country, and then I got there, goes, oh man, it's way higher than I thought. So then I had to go find a staircase and go up the staircase, and then people in Saskatchewan love Pill, but they also love to keep pills to themselves. So I thought I'd be drinking beers and being a party up there, but I could not. Everyone wanted to party with me, but they were double fisted and they were not giving up their pills for me. So I remember Brett managed to pry one of those pills out of someone's dead hand and enjoy one, but I just ended up getting it all over my shoulders, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty late in the game, so I don't think they're selling anymore, so they're tough to come by. I don't know. I was really kind of blackout towards the end and everything going on, but I did see some videos, and I think it was just sitting on sitting on like the shelf there. I don't think anyone actually had it in their hands, or hopefully I didn't like rip it out of someone's hands. But yeah, probably like not a good idea to do something like that this year with COVID and everything. So those were the good old days where you could share beer.
I blacked out, and hopefully I didn't rip it out of somebody's hands, Mitchell.
That's a 30 for 30 right there.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you heard that stuff. Oh, that was great listening to that stuff this week when it came down, and then again today. What a moment. That's probably, on a positive note, the biggest signature moment in the history of this stadium with the Riders is the run into Pill Country. The negative, the biggest negative moment is, of course,
la,
the final
la,
play.
La,
of the,
la, yeah, exactly. Not listening. Exactly. I know nothing about crossbars exactly. in the north end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tremendous moment. Thanks to the guys for sharing it. And it's just all I want today, a Riders win and something to remove the curse of the crossbar. So Brett Lawther walks it off by doinking one off the crossbar and in for the win. That's all I'm looking for, Mitchell. You know me. I'm an easy man.
I do see that the wind is heading towards the north end zone as well.
Like
so instead of that 58-yarder that you were pontificating about on the cage earlier this week, maybe it'll be a 63-yarder.
I'm up for that as well. We're here for Claws of America, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and Western Ag Professional Agronomy. We'll hear from Coach Craig Dickinson next. A late scratch for the Riders and a surprise inclusion in today's starting lineup. That's all coming up as we continue. 45 minutes to kickoff for the Labor Day Classic on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 42 minutes to kick off here at Mosaic Stadium for Degelman Industries, Nutrient Ag Solutions, and Bronc Beer, now available in Saskatchewan. The scratch for the Riders for today's game is a big one. Micah Johnson will not play. He's been dealing with an ankle injury this week in addition to a knee injury this season. Micah has been scratched, so the defensive tackle rotation today will include Garrett Marino, Mac Henry, and Anthony Lanier, the first-year man out of Alabama A&M. The other big change is Paul McRoberts off the game day roster and Ricardo Lewis, the first-year CFLer, into the starting lineup. Head coach Craig Dickinson on why the switch for this game.
Well, we felt like Ricardo had a good camp, and Ricardo and Paul were really neck and neck all through camp. Ricardo was dealing with a little bit of a hamstring going into the bye or before the bye. And so we went with Paul, but Ricardo had a good week of practice this week and we felt like he deserved a shot. So that's why we did it. Really explosive, got a lot of top end. And I think he's got very strong hands as well. So, you know, just, it takes time to learn the game. And the reality is he came into camp as a first year CFL player, and it's taken, you know, all of 2 months to learn the system and learn the nuances. And he's still going to have his moments. There's no doubt about it, but we feel like he's put his time in and deserves an opportunity to go play and show us what he can do.
Ricardo, just for many people, it'll be the first time they see you. Can you just give us a self scout of what fans can expect to see from you?
A lot of speed, a lot of playmaking ability. I love to have the ball in my hands. So just making guys miss and turning a 5-yard route to a 30-yard route, even a touchdown, big plays down the field, one-on-one plays. I love to be one-on-one. I love man. And I just love to attack defenses and take the top off and just make big plays and move the ball and score.
That is Ricardo Lewis. Spent 2 seasons playing with the Miami Dolphins. Hasn't played a game since 2017. Deep ball threat, contested ball threat. Mitchell, first off, the surprise that Paul McRoberts comes off the roster when he was the guy in practice this week.
Yeah, I texted you yesterday when I saw the depth chart come out saying no McRoberts. I was wondering if he had gotten nicked up in practice, so I texted you, and you, like many others, were surprised to see that. So I'm not really sure what the rationale is behind that move. I thought that Paul McRoberts played quite well in his debut against Ottawa, but they want to give Ricardo Lewis a chance, and we'll see what he can do today. Is the Riders receiving core, and take nothing away from what they've done this year, but it's just a revolving door. You know, you have the injury to Shaq Evans, you have McRoberts coming in, now you have Lewis coming in. At some point you want continuity in there, and obviously the Shaq Evans injury did play a role in having to switch things around. But yeah, like I would just think if you'd want to have that continuity, especially if you're Cody Fajardo. You want to have that confidence in the guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know we asked Cody before the Ottawa game about having confidence in Paul McRoberts, and he said, yeah. And now all of a sudden you've got to have Ricardo Lewis earn that confidence.
Well, and it was funny to ask Cody about that. Hey, what do you know about Ricardo Lewis? And Fajardo said, I have not played with him much. Ricardo Lewis has been primarily with the twos and threes in training camp and in practice. So Cody said, I haven't really seen him much. What I've seen on film, but up. Then you step back and go, it's interesting to hear a quarterback describe his receiver from what he's seen on film and not what they've done together on the practice field. It's a unique situation, and Luke Mullender has a good hypothesis that we'll hear later. It's such an interesting choice by Craig Dickinson and his assistant coaches.
I don't know if I'm going to steal Luke's hypothesis, and if I am, somebody get me to the loony bin ASAP, but could the quotes from Cody Fajardo have made their way back to Winnipeg, and Cody knows exactly what he's gotten Ricardo Lewis, and be like, you deep now, 6 points, touchdown, away we go. I don't know. It's odd, but he's in there. Let's see what he can do.
Yeah, we'll get a look at 6'2", 215, first year out of Auburn. He was a college teammate of Nick Marshall. Marshall would throw passes to Ricardo Lewis back in the day. They're both on the field in the Labor Day game. Quickly.
That Auburn team, had a distinct CFL flavor to it. Duke Williams, Trey Mason, yep. Nick Marshall, Ricardo Lewis.
A lot of folks that ended up here. Let's check out the injury list. As we mentioned, Micah Johnson not playing today. He is the scratch. Brett Boyko, Paxton Lynch, Justin McInnes, the returner Marcus Murphy, and Matt Riley all going on to the one-game injured list. The six-game injured list continues with names like Shaq Evans, Nelson Lacombo, and guys who will not return for some time slash this entire season. Changes to them this year. The pregame injury report for the Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, where members pay $50 for most construction safety training courses.
Jamal Morrow, the former Washington State Cougar, gets his opportunity. This guy can play the game. I wouldn't be surprised if Jamal Morrow breaks one today. And he should be out to call the coin toss, because the guy is lethal when it comes to picking the right coin.
He sure was, yes. In college, in a story that we will tell as we continue. 36 minutes to kick off for the Labor Day Classic. Riders and Brommers, we're back with more. Some Labor Day memories on the other side on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 34 minutes to kick off Riders and Bombers in the Labor Day Classic. Riders, the only unbeaten team in the Canadian Football League. They won on a glorious 26-yard field goal last time we had a Labor Day Classic. Mitchell, you have more Labor Day memories than that. Give me one.
One of them?
Yeah.
I've always said there's no better place to be in Canada than Regina on the first Sunday in September. I don't care if it's Taylor Field. I don't care if it's Mosaic Stadium. The atmosphere is second to none. It screams CFL, and that's my Labor Day memory.
It's great. And when you look around the stadium today, folks are getting into their seats. There are so many Bomber fans here. This feels like more than 2019, and there are reasons why that would be. Certain fans can't go to games in Winnipeg. Honestly, that's just going to add more to the fun of today.
I have said it once. I'll say it for the last 15 years. Welcome to Regina, Winnipeg fans. We're glad that you came to our hotels. We're glad that you came to our restaurants. We're glad that you had a great Saturday night. In 3 hours, get the hell back to Winnipeg, because your ASS has been beaten again.
14 of the last 15 Labor Day Classics have been won by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, something we certainly hope continues today. We're here for Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, SaskTel, AGCO, and the Rough Rider Children's Hospital Foundation Lottery. We'll have your weather update, one big number coming up. We'll hear from Cody Fajardo about the challenge of Willie Jefferson and Jackson Jeffcoat. You'll hear Bring 'Em Out Live, Luke Mullender with his analysis. So much to come in the pregame show as we continue. 32 minutes to kickoff on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. The two best teams in the Canadian Football League meet in Saskatchewan today. Mosaic Stadium, the place for the 3-0 Riders and the 3-1 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Top spot in the CFL's West Division is on the line. No Micah Johnson for the Riders. He is the scratch today with an ankle injury. A bunch of young guys will do their best to replace him against a pretty potent Winnipeg Blue Bombers offense. We'll dive into all the aspects of it with Luke Mullender coming up. The weather conditions for today are perfect. Mostly cloudy sky, but the sun pokes through. 28 degrees. The wind from the southwest at 22, gusting to 41. That may well come into play during this one as Zach Caleros and his Bombers prepare for a game against your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The weather conditions brought to you by Johnston's Grain, your first and last stop for grain. We'll hear from Cody Fajardo and Luke Mullender next as we continue the pregame show on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network. 26 minutes to kick off between the Bombers and Riders. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender with you in the pregame show. 3-0 Riders, 3-1 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Luke Mullender, Cody Fajardo, we should start talking with him. Leads the league in completion percentage. Leads the league with a 79% completion percentage. If anybody had any concerns about, well, he did it 1 year, can he do it a second year? He's got three games of evidence that, yeah, things are going real well on the comeback.
Yeah, two different playbooks right now, though, right? It's been primarily a short game for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and that's okay. I think that when you look at the other side of the field and Zach Caleros, his completion percentage isn't there, but they're going down the field, right? I mean, he's got 126 attempts in three games. So right now it's just a matter of two different theories when it comes to Buck Pierce and Jason Moss with Zach Caleros. He's been incredibly efficient, but at the same time, for instance, when you look at the Red Blacks game, those were pretty easy targets when the Red Blacks on second and seven plus are giving you 15 yards of space and you're able to just throw it quickly and let the receivers do the work. So I really think that this game is going to be very interesting in terms of how they go out and execute. Are they going to continue with the same game plan and the same scheme and say, you know what, we don't care what the Blue Bombers are good at or bad at, we're just going to play our game? Or are they going to look at the Blue Bombers on film, see where the opportunities against them have been, and try to take advantage of really a young secondary, right? You've got DeAndre Alford and Dedrick Nichols, who are both rookies back there. Brandon Alexander, mind you, will add some presence back there. They've been a much better secondary since he's been playing in it over the last couple years. So, again, there's a lot to be determined in this game. This game was probably my favorite game to play in as a player. I got so many great memories, and I'm really excited about today.
Yeah, the thing I'm most curious to see is how the Riders' attack has to adapt to the Winnipeg offense, or how the Winnipeg defense will change it. Twice this season, Fajardo has been really quick strike, game one, game three, under 7 yards per attempt, quick, 30 of 35 last game. Winnipeg is the top-rated defense against passes at and behind the line of scrimmage and short passing as well.
Yeah.
And
well,
when you watch that Calgary game, you go, oh, Willie and Jackson really, their two ends really change things for everybody.
Yeah, well, first of all, Winnipeg's not going to come out here on second and 10 and give you 15 yards of space. I can guarantee you that, right?
Yeah.
So, but you're right about Willie Jefferson and Jackson Jeffcoat. I got it down in here in my notes to remind Rider Nation that although Willie's getting all the press, it's actually Jeffcoat who's playing the best right now. He's got 3 quarterback sacks this year. He's got 4 forced fumbles. He's got 2 tackles for loss and 8 defensive tackles, right?
Crazy.
Like he's playing like a stud. And I think that's probably the most concerning aspect, is that you're getting that performance out of Jackson Jeffcoat, but you understand that Willie Jefferson is a big game player. You understand that you're not going to be able to hold a player like that down for long, and so you don't want Mount Vesuvius to go off here in Mosaic Stadium.
that would be great. That'd be great if it didn't happen in that case. You mentioned those two guys. Jeffcoat, number 2 in the league in quarterback pressures by our count. Willie Jefferson, number 4 in the league in quarterback pressures. And their rotation end, Jonathan Kongbo, the young Canadian, number 8 in the league in quarterback pressure. So 3 guys in the top 8 as they are able to wreak some havoc on opposing offenses. Let's hear from Cody Fajardo about the challenge that is presented by both Willie Jefferson and Jackson Jeffcoat.
Willie Jefferson's like a Christmas tree trying to throw over him. So a lot of times quick game is tough. And even with Jeffcoat, he does a good job of dropping out at times and making those quick passes a little bit tougher, something that we've been successful with, I think, early on in the season. So I anticipate them dropping out and kind of creating some different looks. But it definitely makes the quick throws a little bit harder when you have defensive ends dropping out that you're used to just rushing. So that's something I got to be conscious of, just to make sure that I don't throw it into a bad situation. I remember in the Ottawa game, I had one where the DN came out and I kind of threw it right to him. So it's one of those things I just got to learn from and be better and just be conscious of moving forward.
That is Cody Fajardo, the top completion percentage passer in the Canadian Football League here in 2021. We're here for Seedmaster, Battery Depot by CAA, Special Blend by Wisers, the good folks at SaskTel, Nick's Service, and Farmer's Edge as well. 21 minutes to kick off. We'll have plenty more. We'll talk about No Micah Johnson, the change at receiver. We'll have you live for Bring 'Em Out as well on a beautiful day in Regina. The Labor Day Classic. Riders and Bombers on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. One big number for this game is 77.2%. That's the CFL record for completion percentage in a season. It was Ricky Ray with the Argos in 2013. Into this game, Cody Fajardo is at 79%, above the current record. Yes, it's only three games. It's super early, but it does illustrate just how sharp Fajardo has been this season and how he's been able to execute working with offensive coordinator Jason Moss. In addition to the 79% completion rate, Fajardo is number two in the league in passing accuracy as well. If his deep ball catches up to his short passing, the sky's the limit for this Riders offense. One big number brought to you by Prairie Gun Traders in Avonlea. For all your hunting and shooting needs, visit prairiegun-traders.ca. 17 minutes to kick off at Mosaic Stadium. Riders and Bombers in the Labor Day Classic. Our sideline reports brought to you by Ritchie Brothers. They love CFL football and want everyone to enjoy the game. Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers, download the RBA app or visit rbauction.com. Let's talk about two big changes to the Riders roster for this one. Luke Mullender first up. Micah Johnson was able to get through practice one day this week, but he is not good enough to go. What do the Riders lose without Micah Johnson?
Experience, toughness, the ability to press the pocket, and more importantly, I think that it puts more pressure on a guy like Anthony Lanier, who's going to play in his first game, to play well against a really good offensive line. This is the best offensive line that they'll play in the Canadian Football League. Stanley Bryant, obviously, probably the best offensive tackle in the game. You've got Drew Desjarlais, Couture, Patty Neufeld, the Saskatchewan guy, and Yoshi Hardrick on the other side. So the unbelievable wealth of experience for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers just puts that extra emphasis on the need to have the continuance of the pressure that they've seen, especially up the middle. But to take Micah out of that situation, it puts more emphasis on what Marino needs to do, what Lanier needs to do, and also Mac Henry. I mean, Mac Henry now becomes a guy that you're going to need to not just get in there and throw his weight around and beat people up like he always does, but also to provide that leadership, especially in down and distance situations where they're going to need to get off the field.
Micah Johnson, the eighth-year man out of Kentucky, been dealing with an ankle injury this week. Said it was a game-time decision. The decision is he will not go. Came into this game number three among defensive tackles in quarterback pressures, moving the pocket from the inside, as Luke says. The other big change is more interesting and more confounding. Ricardo Lewis into the lineup as a receiver. He'll be the slot back on that one side. The first-year man out of Auburn, 27 years old, NFL experience, but hasn't really played football since 2017, goes into the lineup for Paul McRoberts. Coach Dickinson saying, you know, Ricardo Lewis has been around. He's put in his time, and it's time to give him a shot. But then, Luke, I wonder why he wasn't starting in practice on days one and two of this week. Whatever you can do to try to make sense of this change to Ricardo Lewis.
Well, it's funny because I do have a theory on this. I do think that, I'll say this, that a lot of times, and I'm not saying that this is the case here, a lot of times GMs want their guy. They want the guy that they've spent time scouting, that their closest scouts have spent time looking at, and obviously Ricardo Lewis is a guy that Jeremy O'Day and the rest of the staff here, since J.O. has been the GM, they've put a lot of work into him, right? So sometimes that does come into play, just saying, hey, okay, you know what, this has been a guy that we've been really excited about. But again, is it a little bit odd that throughout the entire practice week, it's been somebody else in that position? Yes, but it's not unheard of. As a matter of fact, I mean, there's a, when we beat the Montreal Alouettes in 2011, and I was with my short stint with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, I didn't take one rep as the starting defensive end for that playoff game. And the night after that practice, day three, coach, the defensive coordinator at the time, Corey Chamberlain, called me and he's like, hey man, we're gonna go with you as a starting defensive end. We're gonna sit Stevie Bags, he's gonna stay home, we need you to do the job. So again, it's not unheard of, right? By the way, we beat the Montreal Alouettes and I played really well. So
that almost didn't need to be said. Just assumed that. Yeah.
But here's the deal. So it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
What matters now is Ricardo Lewis has the opportunity in probably the biggest game of the year in the Canadian Football League, right, to this point, right? Because the game of the years are probably going to be around week 12, 13, and 14, right? But to this point, this is the game of the year. This is the two best football teams in our league right now, and you're a rookie, and you're being thrown in. What I do like is you haven't had enough time to think about anything. Right?
Fair.
They didn't give you the reps in practice, so you haven't, you're not coming in here with a week's full of, oh man, what do I do ifs, right? You've just been flung in and now you're just trying to get your playbook down. There's not that week long thought of scenarios and, oh man, I screwed this up on day one. Oh man, coach reminded me again on day two. No, raw rookie, get him in there, keep things simple for him and play to his strengths.
Ricardo Lewis, a guy with 32 games of NFL experience. When you look back at his numbers, you see a guy who was targeted deep down the field. You see a guy who was put into jump ball situations as well. He spent those seasons with the Browns. The Riders' offense, without Shaq Evans, still on the injured list, could certainly use some of that. We are 12 minutes to kick off. We'll go to break for Salford Group, Golden West Trailers and Equipment, and SGI. Take care out there. Bring them out. Coming up for the Labor Day Classic on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender in the booth at Mosaic Stadium. 9 minutes to kick off, about 30 seconds from Bring Him Out on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Undefeated Saskatchewan Rough Riders. This the biggest test they'll have faced all season. The 3-1 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. A battle for first in the West and a critical home and home. The Riders could be three games clear if results this week and next week both go their way. Luke's three keys to the game are coming up. We'll have the opening kickoff. We'll have everything for you after we bring them out.
Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
Mosaic Stadium goes wild for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in their traditional green jerseys and white pants. The Bombers in their white jerseys. Oh, and some smack talking already between Dion Lacey and one of the offensive linemen at Stanley Bryant on the far side of the field. The Riders are feeling it, and we are feeling it for Luke, a game that just feels different.
Yeah, again, it's probably the best game. You got those retro uniforms. When you come in the locker room, they're sitting in your locker. They look nicer than ever. I'm telling you, man, this is the game to play in. I have so many nice memories about being involved in this competition. Winnipeg comes ready. And normally in a regular season, I know that a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, this is where the season begins. But it's probably the closest to a college game day atmosphere that a lot of these guys are used to in the NCAA, right? This was, again, the Labor Day game reminded me a lot of the Notre Dame game versus Michigan State, a lot of Michigan State. So it feels the most like home. And again, today you've got the two best teams. You've got the number one spot in the West at stake. Let's roll.
Yeah, guys like Ricardo Lewis, Nick Marshall talked about Auburn, Alabama. They were part of some great traditional rivalries in college. This one, the best one that we have in the Canadian Football League. And we are so grateful that you are with us. Be on the radio, be it you're listening online, you're on the tractor, wherever you were. We're getting your pictures and your texts already about how much you're enjoying Rider football, and we appreciate you being with us on a perfect Sunday for football. 6.5 minutes to break, or till the kickoff. We're going to break. We'll be back for three keys to the game and the kickoff of the Labor Day Classic. For Capital Auto Mall, Young's Equipment, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and Western Ag Professional Agronomy, it's Rider football on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.